it's kind of interesting because he's almost a forgotten guy in the cornerbacks. Everybody talked about DRC coming in here and you get Walt in. It's like, oh, you forget the Prince is there.
Well, he's played. He's never been a forgotten guy. You know, and whatever the media say, that's what they say. You know, with new faces. So with new faces, obviously it's going to come, you know, more attention to those people. But Prince has never been a forgotten soul in our defensive backfield.
What does he, you said he's still improving. What's left in his game that he's still thinking?
Everything. We all have room to improve. I mean, overall game, you can always improve on everything, every single detail.
Prince had a good laugh, he said, when you you told him what you said yesterday.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. I mean, it is what it is, you know. It's true. He knows it's true.
Well, did that help you develop swag as a young player?
Well, then that means I'll always have swag. Hey, but no, like I mean, it is what it is, man. You know, but I think it's definitely helped him out, though, man. You know, just being around the guys. You know, everyone has a positive influence around here. You know, so many different personalities. So, you know, you're starting to pick up and gel a lot more than the previous year. So, I think, like I said, I think Prince has been doing a phenomenal job, and we just need him to continue to keep rising.
So to speak.
So to speak, literally.
I don't know how to follow.
Nah, man. You know, Prince is a good dude, though, man. Like, you know, his attention to detail has been on point, and, I mean, he's been everything we need him to be, and then some. So, you know, there's no one and two corner on this team. Either guy can handle their own, and that's what we love.
Hey, Joe, what does 3-2 mean to you guys? I mean, we've been here a long time. It's been a while since you guys have been above 500, and two division opponents next.
It means a lot. You know, every time you get a win in this league, it means a lot. Like I said, it's been a while since we've been over 500. You know, we need to get that feeling back and keep rising.
When you look at the turnover epidemic, you guys in the last 2 weeks, they say they come in bunches. They're coming in bunches lately. So how do you keep them coming in bunches?
Just keep continuing doing what we're doing and keep rising above the S's and O's. Like I said, it starts up front. Up front, they've been doing a phenomenal job of putting pressure on the quarterback, you know, not allowing him to get into rhythm throws and, you know, creating that pressure, that discomfort. And we've been capitalizing on the back end. So as long as we continue that, it works hand in hand.
When you look at Julio Jones, what do you see? I mean, he's obviously a very good receiver.
Yeah, he's very good. He's a very good receiver. He's a freak. You know, he's a freakish receiver. Size, speed, a guy that's looking for contact. He has a total package as a receiver core.
You see him right up there with, you know, some of the guys you've already faced. I mean, you faced some, maybe two of the best guys already.
He's definitely one of the best receivers in this league. Absolutely. You know, he's a young guy. He's continuing to rise.